But the Ramban discusses that the whole idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu testing people, testing Avram at the Akedah, was to bring out what is really within us latently, in a dormant fashion, and to bring it out in a koyach from the potential to the actual. Now, the first approach here of the Chavos HaVavos is that in order for man to be truly worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's munificence, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being his benefactor, man has to be tested that he's going to do the right thing. And the way the Chavos HaVavos discussed it, he was in a very pithy fashion, but the way he discussed it was that man has to be tested how he's going to go about his ishtadlus. Is he going to take trade for money? Is he going to decide to make his money in a proper way or an improper way? If he's tested, and not only, and the Chavos HaVavos discussed how man was made a chaser, if you remember from last week, man was put into this world, I was only talking to you yesterday, man was put into this world lacking, right? He comes to a tinus, right? But dying, you know, comes noontime, right? He's about to eat, right? We're not self-sufficient that we can feed off ourselves. We don't do that, right? We have to eat. Right? We have to find shelter. We have to find clothing. We have to find money. Right? It just doesn't come to us. The question is, how are we going to do that? How are we going to dress ourselves? How are we going to eat? Are we going to make a broth? We're not going to make a broth. We need coffee? We're not going to eat coffee. Right? We're going to bench. Right? We're going to make a broth after a while, but we're shy. We're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We're placed in the world, every aspect of our existence is a test. How we can dress, and dress sinistic, not sinistic. Fleshy, not fleshy. What are we going to do with our homes? How are we going to live our lives? Right? And if we're tested in doing the right thing with Parnassah, the wrong thing with Parnassah. So this is really the Chavos HaVavos what set forth as his first, answer as to why we work, which I was above us discussing, why we have to work, is because Hashem has to test us. Hashem has to test us if we're going to listen to his word, it's time or not listen to his word. And he discusses a very interesting thing. He discusses how, and it's a difficult philosophical concept, because we know that when a person goes to do an aveira and it doesn't come out, it doesn't work out. So the Gemara tells us that the book was not in the star of Machshava Ra and Lamaisa. The person doesn't do a Maisa Avera, Machshava Ra is not in the star of two Maisa. It doesn't connect it to a Maisa. It's not as if you did a Maisa. However, the Chavos says that if you try to do something, you try some scheme in business, and it doesn't work, you failed the test. You tried to do something you weren't supposed to do. It didn't work out. So you're not going to have an Einish like it's a Maisa. But the Chavos HaVavos says it was a test. To expand on this idea of a test, we put forth the Michtav Me'eliyahu, and the Michtav Me'eliyahu brings from Simcha Zisel, and he brings the following thing, and I'd like to read it inside. If you have it from last week, I don't know. I did not make copies of this page from this week. Shemasa Yehaishtadlus, the burden of toil, of work. Nosam Hashem Yisbarach al Ha'adam L'Nisoyim. Okay. Test. Ki hine, Samu Hashem Yisbarach Bo'olam Asher Hashkochoso Yisbarach Behester. Hashem placed man in the world where we don't really see God. They look for him. Rarely, on a rare occasion, we'll see Mamash Diyad Hashem. But unless you're looking for it, you could be totally, totally blinded by the teva that's around us. It appears to the person who's going to work that he is in control of his entire parnasa. The iskov biritzayna, atzokov in his business. The yuchal lifteris, and a person can make the mistake.
A person can make the mistake and say, it's me, I did it. Omnam b'soiches g'zeh olav v'disayr l'hakir b'soich l'vavay v'laharis v'maisav ki ein memshalom l'teva klal. A person has to bring to his consciousness, into his heart and recognition, and to show even in his actions that there is no nature. V'hakol ach v'rak miyad Hashem. Everything is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yein dover katan oy godol shenasa v'ligzeh asa yistor. There's no big thing, there's no small thing. If you remember, we started off the share in Chavos Avodos with the Ramban. Remember Ramban, when he spoke about the Nisim in Mitzrayim, and he says that the truth is, what all the Nisim in Mitzrayim was to show, the person has to have the Amunah, that there is no Teva, there's no nature. Everything's the Yad Hashem. There's no such thing as Teva and Nisim. Everything's a mess. Kemayim ha'kosov mizeh omer v'tehi Hashem v'tziv. V'gam ba'asoy soy ma'asay ha'shtar v'sativis yoda bar v'lovava ki ein b'maisav kun. V'rak v'tzani yisbarach u'agar. V'zeh yiglash v'chosay yisbarach v'soy ches k'derek ha'atzan. What great a test is there? And to put a man in a situation where he feels he's making the money. And within that, he has to come to the recognition that it's all the Yad Hashem. This takes the test to a whole different level. It's not a test you're going to do the right thing, how you're going to act on the ball field. It's not how you're going to act in the pits and in the market, or how you're going to speak to people on the phone, or how you're going to treat customers, or how you're going to eat it. This is much more than that. This is that you have to go, and you have to work, and you have to even accomplish, but you have to step back with that whole sense of accomplishment and step back and say, it's really not me. That's the test. That is an assignment that the Rav Dessler over here is, that Rav Dessler is discussing. And he says like this, V'shayrish zeh kosuv b'tayra ki shamato b'zeyas afecha tochalet. With the sweat of your brow you will eat bread. V'yadua Why is Hashem, and this is something we're going to discuss in the future weeks, we're going to discuss it here. Basically, let me just set forth, after we finish discussing the whole idea of Hishtadlus and Bitochen, we're going to discuss probably the oldest question, the question that Adam Marishin asked, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, that the Nevi'im asked throughout the generation of Tzadik Ravo in Russia with Tovah. Why is it that As a Kofer once wrote a book, why do good, bad things happen to good people? Okay? That is something that... So we're going to discuss, we're going to delve into what the idea of Einshin is. But over here, he discussed it very, very briefly, and he says, we think Einshin, you know, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this, you know, he has the devil with the pitchfork and the red suit, you know, and he's coming to get you, and you know, that's our picture of what an Einish is. Yeah? An Einish is not that. The Einish is v'loy b'derech nikoma chas v'shalom, elo b'derech limud l'sakein hachet. Everything is a learning opportunity. Okay? Everything that happens in life, good, bad, ugly, is something we can learn from and make ourselves better. That's really what an Einish is. Okay. The chet adam rishon hoye shechofetz l'das gam esarayim wanted to know everything. Because the avoytzi yisatzim madrigas gan eden, took himself out of gan eden. What he did was, Adam HaRishon was on a milo. What was the klal of Zeh Zafech HaTachalechem? He's explaining a very, very fundamental question. Adam HaRishon is placed in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a spiritual realm beyond this world. You know, okay? So Gan Eden is called the Olam HaNeshamas, right? Gan Eden. That's what Adam HaRishon was. What Adam HaRishon want? He wanted to know the other side. He wanted to know everything. He wanted to know the Ra too. Right? So what did he do? He placed himself where? He placed himself out of Gan Eden. In what he wanted. So what did Hashem say? Okay. You don't belong here anymore. Not only don't you belong here anymore, you want to live in the world of the Gashmias. Liras Mamoshes Beteva Vigashmias. Okay, Nrosa Rachmosi is Bar. Shetikuna, he wants his tikkun. This is a mind-boggling concept. That means this klola of the Zeh Zafecha Toich Alechem, Now everybody gets up and he goes to work in the morning. It's really a ticket on the first chet. Other Marishim, you want to live in the Gashmias, but you're above that. You're in a world where you see the Yad Hashem, you see everything. You want to live there, or you'll be there. Now you got to go there and recognize that there is not there. That's not where it's at. It's not your kafila. That is the test, okay? And that is the test that is hishtaglus. So the truth is, this is the first idea as to why we have to go to work. You know, 2 weeks ago, you asked the question. Everything costs neighbors, just like I can sit home and I can say, possible for neighbors to get hold of. Okay, let's go. Start showering me with everything, right? The answer, first answer is, no. You have to be tested. You can't just say, I believe, right? I believe, right? I'm a changed person, I believe. Reborn. You can't say that. You have to be tested. You have to be tested on the ball field. You have to be tested how you're going to act, how you're going to live your life. Are you going to live with are you going to live Erlich or not Erlich? And you have to be tested to recognize that even when you're working, it's not you. That's the test that the Mifim Eliyahu was talking about. Yes. I don't understand the question.
And the test, the person knows what you're going to do before you.
Okay, it's predetermined, correct.
So why isn't someone doing the test? The person knows what's going to happen.
Or you want to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you're going to pass the test or fail the test. Well, that's really what the Ramban's question is. I didn't explain my question. It's a very good question. Excellent question. That's really the Ramban's question. The Ramban Chumash asked that question. He knew what Avram was going to do. Why do you have to test Avram? It's a very, very good, it's an excellent question. Okay. Now this, did everybody hear that question? It's a very clear question. Why does Hashem have to test us if he knows what we're going to do? Now, the answer is, and I should have brought the point out much better. What does it mean to go from the koyach to the toil? What that means is the following. Everyone has a potential within them. Okay? But that potential is untapped until it's tested. You're placed in this world to make yourself better. So if you have a potential to do something, and you don't actually get tested and do it, you didn't become better. You had that potential, you just didn't do it. Right? We all know guys, right, who had great potential. Everybody knew they were the smartest guy. They were really good, right? But what happened? They didn't plug away, right? Well, we know the people who had tremendous business acumen. If they really would have plugged away at things, they would have done well in business. Let's talk about their fateva, of course. Right? But they didn't do it. They didn't tap into potential. Right? So then the person hasn't made himself better. If a person is tested and he passes the test, he's gone to a much higher level. Not a higher level because now he's passed the test. A higher level because he's made himself better. That's really the idea. And this is all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make us better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be, not make us better, wants to do good for us. And this is a very basic concept. A very basic concept in Bechal Hashkafically. What are we doing in this world? Why did we create the world? Something we mentioned last week, this is the first thing we mentioned. There are 26 Hilalim Chazdas. Do you hear that? Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's on the table. I don't want to repeat myself too much. Okay. Now, before we go, okay, before we give the full treatment to this, because it's really what I would like to do in the next week, okay, I would like to discuss the next few pages over here in the Mechavot Eliyahu that you have in front of you. But the Chavos HaVavos gives another explanation. And the Chavos HaVavos' next explanation is that if a person is not busy and doesn't busy himself properly, he will fool the Yetzer Hara. If a person, we all know, Yigia Kapecha Kisarecha L'Ashrecha V'Tev Lach Ashrecha V'Olam Azeh V'Tev Lach Olam Abba. Right? Yigia Shnei Mishkachas Avoyin. If a person learns Torah and doesn't work, or a person works and he doesn't learn Torah, he's going to fool to the Yetzer Hara. It's rare that you find a person that can either totally learn Torah and not fall to the Yetzer Hara, or totally, someone who's only working is not going, will fall to the Yetzer Hara. A person needs to keep busy. Batola maybe lidei shmama, batola maybe lidei znos, batola he brings to terrible things. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would just shower us with giving us whatever we needed, man would fall to the Yetzer Hara. So involvement in business, involvement in Torah, these are all things, that allow a person, right, an outlet for activity for himself, to be able to keep himself busy, so he doesn't fall to the exile. Okay, now what? I don't want to discuss that right now. That maybe we'll discuss more of that at the end. But the Rav Dessler over here discusses five different levels of people. Okay, five different levels of people as to what their relationship to Hishtadlus is. Okay, now I'd like to start from the top. He starts from the top. This is over here. Hey, Madregas Peteres, the Torah of Derech Eretz. Before we start what he says. I'd like to discuss a Gemara. On Daf Lamed Hey, he refers to it, you'll recognize it when you see it. On Daf Lamed Hey in Brachos. Well, the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that a person has to learn, and he has to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him. It says in Pasuk Yosaf, the Banachos Yerush Chavitzurecha, go gather in your grain and harvest and do work. So why? What's that Pasuk talking about? Says Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that's talking about Kamis Vashi Yisrael and Nesim Ritzon Hashamachar. When Klal Yisrael is doing Ritzon Hashamachar, that's it. David still take it. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to have Torah in Derech Eretz. And a person has to be able to learn, a person has to be able to go after the Gonech. Then the Gemara comes out and the Gemara says, Har Ve'yosuki Rav Shimon bar Yochai. There were many who did like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but they also be Yodim. They were not successful. Or the Har Ve'yosuki Rav Yishmol, but also be Yodim. Many did like Rav Yishmol, but also be Yodim. Now, I'd like to preface everything what we're going to say just by one thing. There was a time when everyone did Kirav Shimon bar Yochai. When was that? That was for 40 years in the Midbar. For 40 years in the Midbar, there was no V'yasachta Digonecha. There was no toil. There was no Ishtadlus. We ate Mamish Mishulchan Gavoya. We ate the Mon Min HaShamayim. But that was a situation where all of Klal Yisrael was absolutely 100% supposed to be focused on HaKadosh Baruch. They lived with HaKadosh Baruch in the Midbar. They lived with the Mishkan.
They still understand this. They have to go out early. They have to be Dafka Babar.
Okay, they did have to collect it. They did have to collect it. But Lemaisa, they were Rechel Mishkan. There was no Yigiyah Kapecha whatsoever. I mean, we also, if you have food in front of you, you have to put it in your mouth too. But it was there. It was there for the table. Correct. That's true. But it was the minimum amount of Shabbos. Okay. They didn't have to buy clothing. The clothing just went with them. The clothing, they didn't have to clean their clothing. They didn't do anything. Right. Okay. They did have to collect them. That's true. But the fact is, and we'll see, by the way, you're going to see he's going to address that. Okay. We'll address that. So I want to discuss, if we have this, as we look in front of us, I'd like to just discuss. Hopefully we'll get to the first Madrega, and then we'll and hopefully we'll start a little earlier next week, and we'll maybe finish this parak. Kfar nizbar b'maim or ha'esik v'derech eretz lama. Why are we esik in derech eretz? Ki kol esik, it's in front of you, Rabbi Yisrael. Ki kol esik ha'odam v'yishtadus derech eretz v'leman yilmad boi es inyan hashkachas v'yisparach. That's the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkach on this world. To teach a person. And by the way, this is something he's going to discuss even more. But by the way, the fact is, Rabbi Yisrael, when a person, certainly when a person is in business himself, right, it is not possible that there aren't times when a person realizes this was not me. There's no certain when a person is in his own business. Okay? I could tell you my own side. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, seeing things that happen. It's clear. You try to do one thing, and like it's like it comes mounted from the other side, and it's like it's just it's a, you know, you can't even ascribe it to a chavra islay. Nobody knew. Nobody heard. It's not shaykh. Okay, there are those bursts of inspiration. And that's what a person has to do. What he was discussing before, the person has to be in that matzav to be tested, to realize it, and to bring that out. The Yabai bin Asayim, the Yeda. Ki ein memshala l'teva klal. The person has to come and realize that there is no teva. There's no rule of teva. Ela hakol ach me'ashem yisbaruch levadayu. Mishum zeh, hinei hatzorich l'asoik b'derech eretz, mishtane b'ponim shoyim. Someone already has been tested. Rabbi Sai, I speak for myself. Perhaps I'm underestimating you. There is nobody in this room that is at this level. Okay? Neis and Teva are mamish the same thing. Ke'echot. Nisim guliyam mamish. V'yadeya she'ein mamish v'teva klal. There's no mamish at all in teva. La'adam kazeh ein oitzerech v'nisayim. Shabazeh sapech ha'tech olech. To such a person, he doesn't have to do bazeh sapech ha'tech olech. Because he knows that Alz comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that really, whether he works or he doesn't work, he's going to get the same thing. And since he knows that, there's no point in testing him. Ki lo yosef lo ma'umah. But he's passed the test already. The other Abba Roy Loy Lehishtamish Bechol Zman Ayach to Bekes Hashem Yisbarach B'Tarasa. So it's right for him to use all his time to be Dabak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected to Hashem. The Akev Kol Tzrocha B'Olam Hazem Nitnim Loy B'Neis Mamish. Everything that he needs is there. B'Neis. Neis Goloi Me'ach Hashem Shum Inyin Ba'as Torah Sa Neis Bam Nimen. Zehu Inyin Shittes Rukshim Ba'yechoy. Ef Sh'odam Chorish B'Shas Chorisha Torah Matayam Ma'am. A person's going to go and plow. A person's going to go and what? A person's going to go and seed in the time of seeding. What's going to do with Torah? Elo b'zman shisol lesh mitzvah shemalka malach benas aldechem. B'kach b'emes korol asher b'shim b'yichoy b'rulaz b'noy. Kishori b'ma'ar famous Gemara and Shabbos. Yisrakash nisa v'ivru l'chruva v'ein d'mayim. What happened? Right? We all know the boxer tree was created for him right outside the cave. And the spring of water. The Chaimatzin of Rav Chanina ben Daisi, he's going to go through the story, right? First, he didn't have any shaman of Chanina ben Daisi, and he said, Misham al Shemet v'yavet, hu yam al Chaimetz v'yavet. Now, Omnon ha-tzadikim choshesh yushalo yisko u'beroysam shemin ha-shemayim oysam lo. But the tzadikim were careful. And they didn't want, even these tzadikim, they didn't want it to look like they were getting it, so they shouldn't have gaiva. And he goes through over here, we don't have much time, he goes through how Yaakov Avinu, he put stones around his neck, around his head. Why do you have to put stones around his head? The stones are going to save him from Chai Yisroes. Everybody has this question, right? He put a few stones, 12 stones around his head. Oh, the Chai Yisroes, now the lions aren't going to eat him up, right? Teretzes. He knew Yaakov Avinu was going to save him with that offense. But he had to do something, Begashmi, so it shouldn't so much appear like an ace. And the truth is, he says over here, and this speaks to what you were saying before, why did Hashem just send down Chruvim? Why did he have to plant the tree that the tree has to grow the Chruvim? It has to be a little bit in the guise of Tevetim. But this is level one. Level one is what Yerachmiel wanted. Yerachmiel wanted, this is for someone who mamish has the emuna and the betochin.
For who does it have to be Teva? For the person who's getting the Yaakov Avinu?
What do you mean? No, they did. What he was trying to say is that they did meisim. What was done in a way that even though they were roi to have a neis goli happen to them, it had to have some guise of teva.
So that other people would see it.
So let us go. That they shouldn't have the wrong guy. That's what. So let us go. That's Madrega Aleph. Rabbi Sai, this is all theoretical for us. Right? This was the matzah, by the way. This was the matzav in the middle. The matzav in the middle was a dordeya. There's a dordeya that said Zekei Livanveyu that went through Kriyas Yamsuf and saw Mamish with the Shara Hamishim. They saw everything and everything, all the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To them, there's such a thing as Mishultim Divine. And even then, they had to go pick it up. Right? They had to pick up the... it wasn't a delivery right to their kitchen table. They had to go outside and pick up the money. That is level one.
Why did they get the same chet that Adam had? Because they said they complained. They didn't want the money. They wanted the bosser. They wanted the stuff back in the tram. So they weren't on that level. They said, we don't want the workings. We'd rather have what's on the outside.
Okay, that's a very, very good question. And this is way beyond the purview of what we're discussing now. But there are many, many different taichin of what their chet was. One of the understandings of their chet is that they wanted to have the challenge of Avodas Hashem. And the mon sort of forced their nature to be only taif. They wanted to have that challenge. Now, there are those that would say that that's exactly what the Mauritians kind of that Mauritian wanted. And it could be that in Echanamim, it's a chelik of that. There is a chelik of that Avodah. It could be that it's shaykh to that. And that's really ultimately why the whole picture in Eretz Yisrael was different. Had they not complained about the mud, now this is getting a little too drushy, I don't want to get too drushy, this is hashkafa, but had they not complained about the mud, it could be that they would have been shaykh to having Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader and they would have gone to Eretz Yisrael and the whole picture would have been different. Would have been a whole different picture. Right? We wouldn't be in New York right now. Okay? But that's not what we're holding. Hamadrega HaBeis Omnom Nisim only come to people who are absolutely and totally the shlemus in the betoffin. Sha'neis va'akeva shovim believer v'lishon hefesh klal. V'kemavu v'mayim ha'akeva v'hester nisim. Sheyachin she'ein b'teva mamish klal. V'ein ha'ele nisoyim levad. Me'ach she'rotzen ha'shem yishmach levad egupan. V'ein ha'kosh bo'ch v'sharach ha'shom v'kenu l'ifol al yodim. The God Asher Shiyira She'en HaTeva Boina Es HaOlam Elohim Yitzara Hester V'Hafkoit Avol Misha Lai, just though they were just doing Metav Zad, it's not all again. Avol Misha Lai Higi Adayim L'Shleim Azu U'Kishe Yivdoik V'Dakos B'Soich L'Vohem, when he looks into his heart a little bit, he sees Yimtza She'en HaTeva V'Hanei Shovim Es Lai L'Gam. Right? He knows, you know, there's some things, you know, he thinks, or whatever, that not under his control, or under other people's control. The Asher's not watching so clearly. Not everything is Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Ki Yigiyah Kvar L'Madrega Gavoyah V'Inyin Zeh, even if he's Mamash, he's holding there that he really, really has tremendous betachim. But L'Maisa a little bit, not Mikol Makam Mishim Chisarayim HaShlemus V'Hakaros Elein Yisnagu Imar B'Derech Nes Elu B'Anogas HaTefes. He has to go into the Teva. Mifnei Shehu Mechuyiv Adayim Lamed B'Nisoyin HaTeva Ad Shlem Musa. He has to be tested. And then he explained, that's Rabbi Shmuel talking about. It's interesting, I once heard a pshat, what does minig derech eretz means go work, right? What does minig derech eretz mean? Because the person has to come to the realization it's only a minute. The etzim is not doing anything. It's hanig by minig derech eretz. It's 2 minutes, yeah. Next paragraph. This is very important. You're familiar here. If a person like this, who's not b'mamish b'shleimus hadas, if he's going to sit home and say, listen, no, I believe in the Eibishter, I believe in the Eibishter, everything's in the Eibishter, he wants to be shleimus hadas, loy yatzliach. It's not going to happen. Now listen to this. It's a tal b'gazak. Right? The question was asked, Eibishter knows what parnasa you're supposed to have. So that Yudama Aksuvim, so why don't you sit home? If you don't have that Shlemus Hadas, if you don't have that Betachin, that Mamish, every aspect of Teva, if you really believe that your going to work is not going to change one iota, then you can sit at home. But if you don't think that, if you have any Shemitz of that, you're not going to make it. If I can't, you're not doing your Ishtadlus, it will change what you're supposed to have. Lo yatzliach. The zeh shekos of Rashi hanig bohem im divrei Torah minig derech eretz shem tovi lidei tzarech habriyas soif choli bottom mit divrei Torah. You hear what he says? He says a person has to work. Rashi's saying, and a person has to go to learn. But if the person is not going to sit home and only learn, you know what's going to end up happening? He's going to have to come up to people. He's going to have to go beg, and he won't even learn either. He'll have nothing. Okay, we're going to have to stop for battery, but we must start early, Rabbi said. Hopefully we'll finish this part tomorrow, next week. And I really would like to be able to give a full treatment to this this kind of thing. It's a very, 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 very sensitive thing. And what we learned over here is that the first two madrigas, and we're going to get closer to where our madriga is, which is not even that close yet. We're going there. Yeah.